Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report the critical thinking hanger. Ranger fans, report the critical thinking hanger.
Now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Good morning and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio, spanning the globe. If you are in England, good morning, cheerio to our friends in Germany, guten Tag, willkommen, welcome one and all to the best show on the planet that no one listens to, because you can't hear it on Blog Talk Radio. We are so glad you have joined us. We wanted to do a special show. We've built up a following here in the last couple of years. As everyone knows, we've got some of our most, and I would call them some of our, not only our most diehard Ranger fans, but our most loyal listeners to this show, as loyal as you, some of you guys are here in the U.S. But we've got Jeff over in the U.K. and Mark over in the U.K. and Chris Smith in the U.K. and we've got Gary over in the U.K. and we've got Ralph in Germany. These guys are staying up all night to listen to the show. They're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning in the UK to listen to the show. It's crazy. I mean, they're showing up to work late. So good morning to all of you. We appreciate you being here. We wanted to do something so that you guys could join us live. But before we move on, let us wish our friend Edward Arthur Geik a happy, healthy birthday today. And also happy birthday to Poobah Geik, who is celebrating number 75 later today. With the Geik family will gather for festivities. So happy birthday, Ed. Glad you could be here. Thank you for sharing your birthday with us. And good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thanks so much to you and everybody for the birthday wishes. Yes, later on today, my father, who turned 75 on the 21st, we'll be going to this Italian restaurant called Emilio's. Spend 4 hours with some of the closest and dearest friends of the family, and as well as parts of the family. And we're going to mangia big time. It's going to be
nice.
Good.
Excellent.
So, yes. So, I'm always amazed about, you start off the show kind of, self-deprecating, the show that no one listens to. But really, I mean, I'm always surprised by the amount of people, and even more how far-reaching the show is because it's on the Internet. You know, the first thing I, when people say, so, what are you doing? And I say, well, I'm on this Internet, I'm on this radio show, and and if people are like, well, how do I hear it? I go, well, it's on the Internet. And they're like, you mean I can't just put on my radio and hear it? I go, no.
You're lucky if you can put on the Internet and hear it.
Right, exactly. So I'm like,
the way this network runs.
Yeah. So I'm like, I got to explain to them, and it's a whole thing. And if I'm dealing with anybody over, usually – I don't want to pigeonhole because we have some older guys here. No, they're internet savvy. And mostly I get this blank stare and like, So what? I turn my computer on and what? You know, and this, so, but I'm always astounded, and I really have come to love just the accents talking. I know we have an accent to them, but
right.
You know, Brian Boyle sucks in an English accent is, to me, is phenomenal.
Well, you know, it's not even the accent so much as the terminology that they'll use. Like I'll get emails from Chris Smith, and he'll say something to the effect of, that Ranger game last night was bollocks. You know, you know? That's the stuff I like. You know, the accent's great too, but just the terminology that they use, you know, bollocks, I think, is crap or shit or, you know, just
right, yeah,
garbage.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no, so, I and the dedication. I mean, come on. I mean, I guess, you know, since there's absolutely. I mean, we think we have it bad. I think I have it bad in New York. I mean, a lot of us in New York are on the East Coast, but even in the U.S., as far as hockey goes, I mean, we're not entity. Imagine you're in a country where football, as we call it in America, soccer, is just on the minds of everybody, and it's, you know, it's worshipped, and it's, you know, I mean, that's it. There's no hockey, and then you got these two little, you know, two putzes on the internet are talking about your sport, man. You gotta jump all over that, because you're not gonna hear anything about the hockey, no less your team that you're rooting for. So now you got something,
right?
So
absolutely. So for those of you that are listening overseas, you guys know. I think you all know how to get a hold of me on Skype. It's JRS1940. I've already heard from Chris Smith. He's on his iPad, which doesn't support the chat room. And I mean, why should it? I mean, Blog Talk Radio, you know, they probably don't even know Apple exists yet. It hasn't been invented as far as they're concerned. Apple is just that's just a fad. So I apologize for iPad, your chat not working on the iPad. But Chris is online. He's Skyping. He's chatting with me on Skype here. So he's listening. So when you guys want to call in, we'll take you one at a time, because I'm going to have to conference you in on Skype, and we'll try and we'll do it that way, and we'll do it live, as Bill O'Reilly said. So good morning to everybody in the chat room. We'll get to it in just a second. Why don't you were updating me on the latest from the Rangers, some of which I'd known, some of which I hadn't known. So why don't you share it with the world, Edward, because we are worldwide as we speak.
Well, the first thing I guess is, and this was a shocker to me. I'm really surprised that Christian Thomas has been called up from the Connecticut Whale to join the Rangers. Now, that's the first bit of news. And then the second bit of news, which might be correlated, that I don't think it's been confirmed yet. I know some people were talking about it in the chat room. I mean, in the on the Facebook page, and to me, if it's you know, if it's on the Facebook page, it's real. So look at
well,
it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, but I saw Emily and a couple of the credible people talking about Rick Nash being put on retroactive injured reserve. Now, I'm not so. Maybe somebody could explain to me what retroactive injured reserve does. That go back to a couple games back? Is an IR thing? Is it to make room for Christian Thomas?
I believe it's the retroactive IR would be to open up the roster spot for Christian Thomas, if I understand it correctly. And you know, the I think it kind of works like the 10-day DL in baseball, or the 15-day DL, whatever it is. You know, you put a guy on retroactively back to, let's say, last Sunday, and then he's on the 15-day, and he's eligible to come off the DL, you know, in another eight or nine days, and then, you know, it frees up your roster spot. What I don't know is when a guy goes on IR, how long is he on there for? I meant to ask that the other night when they put Darryl Powell on retroactively, on IR, excuse me. But I forgot. So I don't know how long does IR guarantee that you're out? Because usually it's a certain amount. It's a set amount.
Right,
of
yeah.
So I don't know.
But I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Tune into the Paulie Instigator show.
Yeah, I'm sure yeah, once they stop talking about Matt Duchene. And the other thing with Nash is because of the shroud of Turin that surrounds his team, nobody even knows what's wrong with Nash. Nash could have anything from a blister to a hangnail to feline leukemia. This team ain't talking. What's the matter with Rick Nash? None of your business. We don't talk about injuries. That turned into a whole thing on Facebook. Did you see that picture I posted of the guy that commented on Andrew Gross's site, all the things we don't talk about? And then it turned into just like, you know, we just got crazy with it. Turned into a whole Happy Days thing. We don't talk about Inspiration Point. We don't talk about Pinky Tuscadero. That's when our Facebook group is fun, when we're doing shit like that, not when we're yelling and screaming at each other. And
I think, you know, I wanted to talk about this. You know, we were all kind of coming into this year, even though it was, you know, it's a truncated season, and we had a lot of expectations for the Rangers, especially after the run last year. They had a tremendous season. They lost very few games. And, you know, we kind of had them positioned to hoist the cup, to at least get to the finals. And I think now we've got to not have those expectations. I think it would be the best for our sanity, the best for our blood pressures, if we kind of go back to let's see if the Rangers can make the playoffs mode just for now. I'm not saying realistically we shouldn't expect them to win a lot of games, but maybe if we go in with the mindset, let's just get into the playoffs, we'll save ourselves a whole lot of aggravation. Because if you're going to expect them to win every game and to dominate, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. I mean, sure, you still got two-thirds of the season to go. We could turn around, but I think for me, what I'm doing now is I just want to get in the playoffs. I'm not going to live and die and, you know, and lose it every game. And just make the playoffs. And whatever happens, it'll all shake out. I really feel like this season, and even if the Rangers got a good start or a great start like the Blackhawks, are just unbelievable what they're doing. It's kind of a bastardized season. I feel like it's, especially for the Rangers, where there was so much flux and changes, and it hasn't come together. Maybe it will come together, but I think we, at least me as a fan, I just want the Rangers to make the playoffs, and let's take opponent by opponent after that, you know. And I'm not going to go crazy. I know the Ottawa game was a disappointment the way that ended. But, you know, they got a point on the road. And I know people say, well, a point they got on the road doesn't mean much. It does mean something. You got the point. I know it's a little bit not as impactful when you're playing a team in your conference that you're ultimately battling with for a playoff spot. But on the road, you take the point. I mean, the way that game was going was, you know, Craig Anderson, if he doesn't get railroaded and run over by – well, he didn't get run over. He got pushed into by Chris Kreider. I don't think we're even winning. We're even going overtime in that game. I mean, Anderson arguably is the MVP of the league so far. And then you get Big Ben Bishop comes in, and the Rangers had the lead, and they tied it on Zibanejad? Not sure. I forgot about that tying goal. It was either him or the young kid, Jakob Silfverberg. So, let's just touch on this game for a little bit, if you don't mind.
No,
Did you watch the game? I mean, what was your vibe? What was your, you know, what was the whole thing? What did everybody think?
Well, and I get what you're saying about a point on the road and all that, but I'm sorry, that's a team the Rangers got no business losing to. And how many first year guys were in that lineup for Ottawa? Seven, eight,
six or seven, yeah.
It's not a game. You know, I go back to what you always say. These points count. And I think, you know, at the end of the season, in a short season like this where everybody's gunning for position, they may kill themselves over these or kick themselves over these one points they're losing out on here, like this game, you know, this Ottawa game and the Islander game last week. I don't know. You know, I mean, we've seen, it's just kind of hard to, I have no finger on this team right now. I have no idea what to expect from them.
I couldn't agree with you more. I really don't. I have no idea what this team is about.
Yeah, I mean, they've been incredibly dominant for, they've played probably two or maybe three games where they were dominant from pillar to post, as they say. And then they've had a few games where they played dominant periods or dominant half of a game, and that was enough to get a win, like the Toronto game comes to mind. And then they've played games that were just absolute shit from beginning to end. The Montreal game comes to mind. That Flyer game comes to mind. And I don't remember the Pittsburgh game, the early game against Pittsburgh. I know we have short-term memory, but I don't remember any games. I mean, I know there were some bad games last year, but I don't remember any games that looked as bad as these. And I don't get it.
No.
I don't get it. And, you know, I can't do another half hour on the power play because I've just given up on it. I, as far as I'm concerned, the power play doesn't exist. There is no power play. You know, I don't understand it. I don't understand why they play the way they do or don't play. You know, why they come out at times and everything they do goes right. You know, the shots, the offense looks good. Everything looks crisp. Defensively, they're strong. You know, the only constant is Hank. I think he's had one bad game. And, you know, you're going to get that for, no matter who the goaltender is. You know, you're going to get bad games here and there. Certainly, he had a couple of stinkers last year, too. Speaking of, have they announced, is he playing tonight, or are they going to start Biron?
It's none of your business.
Thank you. we don't talk about starting goaltenders. I mean, because we've said it before on this show. You know, everybody knows, and even Hank has said, that place is a house of horrors for him. I call it the Hell Center. I mean, he's played some of the worst hockey of his career in that building, and he even says, I don't play well there. I get too caught up in the energy of that building. And they love to stick the Rangers on these Saturday night hockey night in Canada.
Well, yeah.
And I mean, they've all been – I don't know what his record is, but, God, I can't remember one win.
Well, at the. I think you and some of the older guys here, I mean, you know, it's been going on for 30 years. We don't win there.
I mean, you know. Chris Smith just Skyped me and said, I call it the throwaway game.
Yeah.
You're right. 30 years they haven't been winning in that building. But.
Yeah. So in the Ottawa game, well, you know, there were a couple points in the game that were very frustrating. You know, you mentioned the worst power play in hockey, and then they give up a shorthanded goal.
Oh, which to Jacob Silverberg.
Yeah.
Who apparently has reanointed himself as John Drews.
Yes. I really almost popped the blood vessel for that one. Because it had two of my most hated components of a Ranger power play out there. It had Dan Girardi, and I'm going to say it, he has no business being on the power play.
Well, not only that, but he fell down along the boards, which directly resulted in the goal.
Exactly. Which that infuriated me, like, I mean, it was just crazy. And then, can we stop with the Taylor not-so-swift Pyatt out there on the power play? He hasn't scored in 2 months!
understand he's a big body. He's big. He's big. He's big. And I know no matter what slub we throw out there, we're not going to score anyway. But just for my own edification, Tortorella, just give me a break. Caleb Piatt. Girardi falls down. That's all I had to see. So you're watching this broadcast, and these, oh, my God, they had a night.
It was an Ottawa Love Fest.
And then, I mean, just to skip to the end, Kasper's Dogovins.
Oh, yeah. Every time I heard his
favorite
name, I think of you.
I know. That schmo on how we lost that shootout, when we had like a murderer's row of shooters, they're playing, they got defensemen taking shots on Hank. It's these endings that are just so disheartening. Ottawa's losing. Look, everybody's hurt on the team.
That's what I'm saying.
And then, so, I guess it's with like 8 minutes left, the Rangers get the go-ahead goal in the third period. And I go, all right. This looks good. 8 minutes. Can we hold the lead? When you guys see a goal, when the Rangers are up eight, you know, up a goal with 8 minutes left, I'm feeling pretty confident. You know, the Rangers got a pretty good defense. They got Henrik Lundqvist. And I'm like, hey, all right, we can steal this one. And then your favorite takes a penalty.
Oh, that fucking doof.
Now, I watched the replay several times. In this, I guess in today's NHL, it's a penalty, you know. But I'm listening to, I don't know. Let's come up with a new word. I usually use dopes, dunces. We're listening to Sam and Joe.
Big
all right,
bats.
Somebody, these dingbats. That's a good one. These two dingbats. You're watching a game. Henrik makes a save. Boyle gets the penalty. So you're watching the game, and all of a sudden, all they're talking about is all the young players in the Eastern Conference. They're not talking that they don't even know that Boyle got a penalty. They're going on and on and on and on and editorializing the whole bit like they always do, not calling the play. It's not till the power play is going on. And the public address announcer says, 2 minutes for slugging Brian Boyle, or whatever. That Sam has this, it hits him. Ottawa has a power play. Brian Boyle. And and within 5 seconds, Ottawa scores. I'm pissed at Sam. I'm pissed at we tied the game. I'm flipping out. I mean, these buffoons, I think they just love to hear the sound of their own voice. They feel like they got a hockey show going on during a Ranger game. This isn't the Sam and Sam Rosenthal's hockey. So, I have to.
What are you laughing at? Mike in Canada. Sam was busy glazing his neck.
Yeah, Sam Rosen. He's just talking about.
That's good.
I'm gonna play the clip
of
this whole thing, and I just want to let you know when Micheletti starts talking about Girardi, that's when they show a picture of Boyle going to the penalty box. Then later on, they show Boyle in the penalty box, but Sam is oblivious. He's just talking. So I just completely lost it. Because, you know, when things aren't going good,
with
Ham Rose and Joe Pigoletti, they become they're part of my, I don't know, frustration. So here it is.
Patrick Werkut. Werkut's got it to Zibanejad. That long shot. Save! Rebound is saved! Zibanejad got to the rebound. And Lundqvist had to make two good saves.
Well, the reason reason why the first one was difficult is because it got deflected by the Ranger defenseman. I think it was Dan Girardi. And that slowed it down and changed the angle. And for Lundqvist, he had to make an adjustment. A second reaction. Here comes the shot. Deflected there. You see him going left and had to kick out the right leg. So that made the save more difficult. And Lundqvist was sharp.
I tell you, Joe, great things to come for this league. When we see some of these young players already playing very well. We haven't even seen the kids from the Western Conference.
That's right.
There's some real good ones out there. A penalty has been called on Brian Boyle on the play. Power play for Ottawa. Their second of the game. And they score! Zibanejad! Ties the game!
Penalty to Brian Boyle.
And Brian Boyle has taken a penalty!
And a goal!
What's going on here?
That's like, in the beginning of the game, I guess it was midway through the first period or something like that. And this is not to disparage the good work that these people do, but they're going on and on 8 minutes about the Garden of Dreams while play's going on. Talk to me about Garden of Dreams. They stop, offsides, icings, penalties. They'll stop the play. And then you can tell me that we're selling Justin Tuck's picture splattered on a wall for $10,000. And for $50,000, you can come sit in the booth with me and this other dope and listen to how smart we are. I want to hear what's going on with the game. I don't want to hear a sales pitch. And I'm sorry, but that's all it is. It's a sales pitch. Yeah, it's for a good cause, but it's a sales pitch. Save the commercials. There's enough commercials in these broadcasts. Everything is sponsored and quantified. It's the Jaguar face-off. It's the Foxwoods goddamn motherfucking Final Five. It's the Toyota this and John Tortorella's hitting Al Trautwig over the head with the Subway this and do we have to have commercials during the play too? Brad Richards skating over the Garden of Dreams blue line drops the puck back and it's intercepted.
What's that? They have that Coke Zero too, don't they?
They got everything. It's just one big infomercial. It's like Amazing Stories, whatever that show was with the guy with the funky sweater, Ronco.
You know what? It pisses me. It doesn't piss me off. I guess it's just annoying. I want to hear the play. That's why I'm listening to. I don't want to hear them talking about hockey and how great the Eastern Conference young guys. When we're there's 6 minutes left in the game, the game is on the line. I'm dying for 2 points here. We're all sitting on the edge of our seat. We see Brian Boyle sitting in the penalty box. We see Brian Boyle being told by the referee to go to the penalty box before that. And then
the penalty to Brian Boyle.
Brian Boyle taking a penalty. Score!
I mean, yeah. I've said this before. I did not go to broadcasting school. I do not know anything about running a network. I do not know anything about producing a hockey broadcast. But here's an idea. While we have a stoppage in play, we'd like to point out that the Garden of Dreams is soliciting donations tonight, and here's your chance to donate to a great cause. $50,000, and you can get this signed autographed picture of Mark Messier. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay, back to the action. The puck drops, and Richards loses the faceoff, and they clear, and the power play is over. What's wrong with that?
Exactly.
No, instead, I have to listen to this 10-minute commercial. While they, it's a great cause, isn't it, Joe? Oh, Sam, it's wonderful. And the Rangers clear. And,
it's not even you get that. You have to watch the game. I mean, you have to call your own game. So they were not friends of mine the other night. So,
all right.
Yeah, and then in the shootout, I was talking about before, I'm like, this is great. I mean, they got Ben Bishop in net. We got Henrik Lundqvist. How are we going to lose this?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. It ended badly with Kreider hitting the crossbar on the last shot. And then I just saw Casper's dog of it, of all people. So, but the Rangers get a point. I'm not getting too upset right now. I think the Rangers will get into the playoffs, and then we'll just take it from there. They're not going to blow anybody away. But I think you said when you can't really, there's no team identity. I don't know what they're all about, and they keep bringing in a lot of people. And I think Tortorella kind of feels like he doesn't know what the team's all about. He's trying to find the right mix because usually he likes to stick with the same guys. Now he brings up Christian Thomas. This shocks me. I know Christian Thomas has been playing well for the Whale lately.
Yes.
But he's a smaller guy. He's certainly like in the Zuccarello range in height. Maybe not as small, but these guys aren't the type that I see being brought up a lot by Tortsy. So,
wonder if this was forced on him.
Either forced or maybe, and I hate to be one of these guys with the trades, him, maybe the word showcased.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't believe Chris Newbery didn't get a call.
No, I heard he's really, really mad. So, from what I've seen of Christian Thomas, I can tell you this. He can skate. He's known for this big one-timer thing. That's all I do is set him up for one-timers. He's the kind of guy that I think still needs some more seasoning. He doesn't have success at the pro level at a lot of things he did in juniors because the level is that much higher. So I think he needs to be brought further along. But I don't know. Do you think this is a desperate cry for help on the power play? Or is it – what is this?
Yes. I think it's just a desperate cry, period. Do you think I could get my wish? Is it too much to ask that even for just one shift before they put Thomas on a line with Asham and Boyle, would it be too much to ask to see just once him skate with JT Miller and Chris Kreider? Just so I could look at that line and say, look at it, here's a line, a homegrown guy, a guy that were all Ranger draft picks skating together. Is that too much to ask? Probably.
Well, it depends how much Christian Thomas hits. Really? That's how you play on the Tortorella team. If you throw a hit, you're in for life.
Right.
If you manage to score, if you have a little jam and you manage to score, like in your first game, and throw some hits, right? It doesn't even have to be on purpose.
Right.
Then he'll be on a power play. Forever for 10 games. This is tail of pie.
Brian Boyle.
I don't really have to, I like Taylor Pyatt for what he is, but I don't want him on my power play with this team.
You like him for what he is, but what he is not a power play forward.
Right. Whatever. Yeah, whatever they're throwing out there anyway ain't going to score, so it's a moot point, me even picking up.
It's a lost cause.
It is. It's a lost cause right now with them.
I'm ready to. Did you see the movie Cloverfield?
Yes.
I'm ready to go Operation Hammer Down on a Ranger power play. We're just going to blow it up. So, are you ready for our first phone call from overseas?
Yeah, let's get down to it. Let's get down to business. Let's get down to beeswax.
I guess we'll say good afternoon to Chris Smith. He has joined us here on Skype. Chris, how you doing?
Good morning, James. Good morning, Eddie.
Wow, so proper. Should
I say Edward?
So proper.
Happy
birthday, Edward.
Thank you so much.
Now, it should be noted that Chris was our first, as far as I know, Chris was our first UK fan listener. He used to send us little iPod clips to play on the show, and So, Chris,
yeah.
We appreciate
it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no problem. That, I think it was early 2010.
Yep.
I think it was January, February that I started listening to you.
Yeah. So
and
you
taught me a lot.
Now, how does your girlfriend put up with your love of hockey? Because I mean, you're not your typical British guy. I mean, I'm sure you know. Does she understand it? I mean, does she watch the games with you? Does she understand, or does she just say, "Oh, he's watching that bloody hockey again"? And she goes,
"Yeah, the last, yes, the last one. She loves.
Well, you know, that's okay because my wife does the same thing."
No, she loves coming to the games. When we came to New York, she watched both games, and she loved them. She understands that I love the game, and then obviously I don't get to watch the game until the evening, the following evening when I'm home from work.
Right.
So we have something to eat, do the washing up, and then I sit in front of the telly and can stream it on the Xbox, and she goes upstairs to bed and watches something else.
I got a question for you since I've been watching the games this season on the Xbox too. How do you like that?
I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's good.
Does it stream well for you? By the time you're watching it, you're not watching it live, so
no.
It might work. I have a little bit of an issue with the live streaming. I think it's a little spotty at times, but
yeah, I prefer to watch the game after. Really.
Yeah,
it's been okay on the internet watching them live, but we used to have ESPN America that showed the games, and obviously that was normal. It was through the telly. It was great.
Right.
I think it goes with any of these live streams. Like I belong to that hockeystreams.com, and anytime it's live, it's like server overload, so it kind of like the streaming is a little choppy at times. But when I watch them on replay, like you were saying, Chris, that they were smooth as can be.
Yeah, the live's not bad.
It
has its moments.
The good thing for me is if I watch it live, then it's, what, 2.5 hours, you know, pushing three sometimes with overtime. But when I watch the replay, they cut out all the adverts, all the MSG 150 crap and all that.
Oh,
and it's just literally the game and period.
But you still have to listen to Sam and Joe.
I still have to listen to Sam and Joe. The other one I thought was funny the other night, when they asked a question, that stupid thing during the game where they ask a question. And the answer come up before even Sam and Joe would think to talk
about
it. And it was like, oh, 94. Yeah, I was going to say 94. Yeah, of course you were, Joe.
Right. You know what's great, Eddie? Son, if you watch the games live on NHL Game Center on the Xbox, it brings up the little – you can bring up the video control at the bottom of the screen, and you just click one button, and it automatically will take you over to the other broadcast. Pretty cool if you want to see get the other perspective. And then what they also do is as soon as I don't know how soon it is when the game's over, but it's usually within about an hour, they put up a condensed version
of
the game.
Yeah.
And it's usually about 12 or 15 minutes, shows you all the scoring plays and just some of the action. And you can also watch that in both versions. So that part of it's really cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All of it's really good, really. I have had to upgrade my internet connection at home to make sure it does stream properly, which I've had to pay a bit more for. But no, it's great. I can sit down on the telly and watch it rather than squint in my eyes looking at the iPad or the laptop. So, I love it. It's good.
Well, so Chris, go ahead, Jim.
No, go ahead. It's your birthday.
Well, I was going to say, it's my birthday. That's right. You know,
has MSG sent you a free ham yet for your birthday?
Yeah, me.
Complimentary.
I'm his free ham.
So now ham and some Kool-Aid.
Well, you
see,
have.
I listen. I remember it all.
He does. He's dedicated.
He knows all the bits. Now, you... I mean, you have the floor. What's going on? What are you thinking? I mean, this is your time to speak, your time to let us know what's going on in the mind of Chris Smith. Give it to us, where the Rangers are.
I think we've taken a step back from last year. I know we couldn't have kept all the players that we wanted to, and I know there's better players that we brought in. Brandon Pruss was one that I really didn't want to see go, but has. The rest of them I'm not too bothered about. But they're not clicking like they did last year. There doesn't seem to be that flow to the game and enjoyment of the game that I was seeing last year. It looks messy, it looks ugly. And sometimes I think, how the hell have we won this year? I love Rick Nash. I love Rick Nash. He's a fabulous player. Even you guys say the Rangers have never had a player play up front like him. Well, since I've been watching him for, 14 years now, no, I have never seen a player like him play for the Rangers. I just wish he wouldn't take any these stupid penalties early in the game.
Well, there certainly haven't been many guys like him with moves like him and ability like him. I mean, I've been watching three times as long as you have almost. So.
Now, I wanted to pose this question to you guys. I mean, the Rangers last year really had the identity of, like, hitting. And you mentioned Pruss, losing Pruss to free agency definitely has cut into that. But you know, with all, you know, they quote unquote, they dress a tough lineup or tougher lineup against Ottawa with Mischinter and Bickel as their fourth line. Do these guys really hit? They're not out there hitting.
The
only guy who hit Callahan.
Yeah.
Can I jump in here with some breaking news?
Yes.
Although it's not really not necessarily that breaking. The Rangers, in order to free up a roster spot for call-up Christian Thomas, have officially placed Rick Nash on injured reserve, retroactive to Sunday, which is when Nash last played. Nash must remain on IR for 7 days, meaning he's eligible to come off tomorrow. That means Nash could play, emphasis on could, play Tuesday night against the Jets. That is, if he's healthy. Because as has been written now repeatedly, it is still not clear why Nash is on IR to begin with. Concussion, which is now growing more and more likely. Groin injury, still very possible. Something else? There could be an update on Nash at this morning's skate. Yeah, sure. That's from Andrew Gross. So there you go. Rick Nash officially on IR, but still could play Tuesday night against the Jets. But nobody knows what's wrong with him. So, again, you know, could be a hangnail, could be parvo.
Chlamydia.
Kennel cough.
Could be chlamydia.
Oh boy.
I just don't get it with the secrecy.
Maybe he's got asbestosis from the MSG roof or something.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? They find out that they this renovation killed their newest toy.
Don't perish the thought. And you know, the Rangers, the Rangers, you know, without Rick Nash, that's a big part of their team. I mean, a lot of people, now I know there's people saying, well, you know, Ottawa had everybody out and, you know, everybody and their cousin out of that game. But Rick Nash was the only constant offensively that I saw on the Rangers, you know, pretty much leading up to his injury. I mean, every game he was either getting assists. I know he's been a little bit short on the goals, but he was involved. He's getting quality scoring chances.
Getting chances, definitely.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, again, it's we've had the problem of scoring goals, and it's all of a sudden it's like Rick Nash has come in. Some of the players might think, oh, we don't need to worry about scoring the goals now. He's going to score them, but because he's not hitting the target, he's getting the chances, but he's not hitting the target. Sometimes it's some of these other players need to step up and help as well.
I think
so
a lot of
straight into.
I was going to say that a lot of that onus has been put on Marion Gaborik, who had a lot of shots in the Ottawa game. I mean, he had 6 or 7 shots. The Rangers had a good first period in that game, but you know, the way these things are ending is not good. It's like the Foxwoods' final fold. the Foxwoods' final fold.
You know, that reminds me, I never got a chance to ask this question.
Something else I just thought,
I just wanted to ask, in that Islander game,
attacking him, and he's making this fancy play sometimes that I feel as though it's not, it doesn't work.
Okay. You were cutting in and out, Chris. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just saying about, you know, when you get into towards around the circle, and rather than putting a guy on the ice, you know, checking him or putting him down, we try and make these fancy plays where you know, go down on one knee to block a shot, or sometimes it gives the player too much time so they make a choice to go elsewhere, or
right.
I don't know.
No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, so that's the deal on Nash. All right. Well, Chris, anything else? Or because I want to get Jeff in here in a minute, and I think Gary's going to call in. I'm not sure, but just wanted to get a chance to talk to you. Uh-oh. Are you there, Chris?
Hello.
No, I'm only kidding. It's me.
Oh, we lost Chris. All right, hold on. I lost Chris. Right.
And the problem is with the Rangers, too, Brad Richardson is a giveaway machine. I mean, in that first period, he was just giving the puck away. You can't have all these guys, plus Nash out, shit in the bed. Richardson's shit in the bed. Gaborik, listen, he's got to score. He's got to pick it up. I'm not about to throw, maybe I should throw him under the bus, because then he'll probably start scoring, because once I started defending him, he stopped scoring. But he needs to step it up, and they got enough talent to get through this, and it's just not happening. I don't know what's wrong with Brad Richards. They can't win a damn faceoff. Every lost faceoff, that's what led to the goal. I mean, if Sam Rosen would have called that power play goal properly, he would have, the Rangers lost the faceoff. That's another thing. They can't win a faceoff on the power play. They can't win a faceoff on the penalty kill. They can't win a faceoff. So there's a lot of problems, and that's why I think the focus should be shifted towards, let's not get our expectations, because you're going to be let down if you think the Rangers are going to win, like, the next, and they're going to go, like, 18 for the next 20. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
it's just not going to happen.
So, we're gonna continue here. We lost Chris. He got disconnected, but that's okay. Chris, we thank you for calling in, and we've got Jeff Cooper's on the line. And Jeff has his Skype profile picture is him out in the snow in his Rangers jersey pulling. Looks like his daughter on the sled. The picture's a little blurry, but I think that's his daughter. It's a great picture. But Jeff, good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Nice to have you back.
Hello, Jim, Eddie. You hear me all right?
I can hear you just
yep,
fine.
Yep, I hear you fine.
Super. First off, happy birthday, Eddie.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate
no
it.
No problem. That's my son, Jim, on the sled.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just got longish hair, so I suppose you could easily mistake him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The picture on my end's a little blurry, so I apologize. Okay.
No worries. First off, I want to say this.
I probably just ruined this kid's life now.
No. I wouldn't let him listen to the show.
Very good.
I just want to say this. If I was to say to you, years ago in the old NHL, Rangers won 4, drew 2, and lost 1 in the last 7, would you take that?
Yes. I would take
well,
it.
That's
in
our
heartbeat.
Record. That's our record in the last 7. Right. We've won 4, we drew 2, and we've lost 1. Right? I know. Overtime losses are not accounted as losses. You get a point. It's a draw. You get a point. You walk away. That's it. The team, this is my point, the team has been playing that bad. We've still got a 4-1-2-2 record. And that's when they're playing bad in the last 7.
Go ahead,
Jeff. I just, very quickly, Jeff, how long have you been following the Rangers?
I think it's 4 years now.
Okay. So let this be a lesson to all the Ranger fans out there who are constantly panicking after every loss. It's a 4-year Ranger fan over in the United Kingdom, who's telling you, basically, keep calm and watch the Rangers. Sorry, Eddie, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was going to say, I mean, we tend to, and listen, I don't have to tell you guys, we tend to overreact, you know, and my contention is, I don't understand where this entitlement came for the Ranger fans to win every game when we really, other than last year, really haven't had much success in maybe, you know, dominating. So, yeah, I think it's the way the Rangers have been losing. A lot of these, they have two shootout losses. They lose to the Islanders when the Islanders are reeling it, you know, riding a five-game losing streak. They lose to Ottawa, who's totally decimated. So I think emotionally, like you said, the way I think it is, the Ranger fans have you know, kind of lost it and overreacted. But when it comes to the bare-bones statistics, which is basically how you make the NHL playoffs,
right?
It hasn't been that bad.
No, it hasn't. I'll tell you, at the beginning of the season, before a game was played, I was severely worried about this team, right? Now, I have mentioned it in the group, but this is what I totally believe. After last season in them playoffs, was there anybody who thought we weren't going to go on and win that cup? The way they were just getting through, scraping through, it was the difference in the games. Because I know I thought we were going to do it. I thought we'd got it. I thought this team... is that strong in their belief? I thought they were going to do it last season, but they didn't. And what worried me was a hangover at the beginning of this season. And just to prove my point that what I'm saying is the players who have been really playing bad on this team are the players that took part in those playoffs last year. All the new players that have come into this team, and I believe we're a much stronger team overall through the lines this year, those players that have come in have been, on average, the better players. I just think,
right,
as this season goes on and it gets more important, the hunger will come back into a team. I've played sport myself. I know loads of people who listen to this have played sport themselves. Surely they must have been in a situation like that where major disappointment, a lot of effort, incredible effort to get through two rounds of playoff, to get there for that to happen against the Devils, you start the season and you're lethargic and things just don't work out. And I knew it was going to be a slow start. It was like your prediction last year, Jim. You said the Rangers were going to start slow for different reasons. Well, this year, I just knew it. I knew it was going to be a bad start. And I just think, you know, the team's that good. We're getting points when we're playing bad. You wait till we start playing good. We're going to be on a roller coaster. It's going to be unbelievable. I'm not even worried about Nash's injury. We should be able to win without him. It's just when he plays for the team, we're just that much better offensively. But we should be able to win games when playing decent hockey with the team without him. It doesn't even worry me. I hope they rest him, and whatever's wrong with him, they don't rush him back.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of Ranger fans treat this team like it's like teams of the past, where we basically, it was a one-shot deal. We had and there are some Ranger fans think we got a real small window. But I kind of look at things in the long term. We've got so many young players. What's worst-case scenario? The Rangers make the playoffs and get bounced in the first round or the second round. But you know what? Next year, they're coming. It would be bad, but the next year, they're coming back with the same young guys, with the same defense, with Henrik Lundqvist. So, to me, if they can't figure it out this year and don't win the Stanley Cup, is it reason for me to go ballistic? Because usually we bring in these high-priced mercenary free agents. We had 1 year to do it, and then when they didn't do it, that was it. We had to blow up the team and start all over. I think they have the pieces right now.
God, we're going to come back and do this again next year.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oof.
You spend about 2 months after the season depressed, don't you? And then you got to do it all over again.
Actually, it's not depressed. It's more like decompressing. I mean, really, Eddie, I think Eddie will tell you the same thing. By the time, you know, with the shows, and, you know, I mean, especially last year during the playoffs, we were doing a show every night that there wasn't a game. And between the, I mean, you know, 2 7-game series that were just nip and tuck and shows every other night. I think mentally and physically we were exhausted at the end of the season last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for a bit, but then once the draft comes and the draft, I get all jazzed for that stuff.
Right, right.
And because you guys have your other, your, you know, Jim has his other sports. The hockey to me is the, that's the be, you know, be all end all. So, you know, but yeah.
Sorry, Eddie, carry on, yeah.
No, go ahead, Jeff.
I just think come the end of the season, we'll be a top 6 seed, which, to be perfectly honest, you shouldn't expect anything else in this NHL. It's so tight. The salary cap made the league tight. It's not like it used to be. You can be a top 4 team, and you're not necessarily going to be in the top 4, even if you play well. As long as we're a top 6 team, we're not battling for them last couple of spots. There should be no problem. And as long as we go into the playoffs prepared, that's the thing. That's all you can expect in this NHL now from any team. Look at Pittsburgh last year. Got done by the Flyers. Oh, they win the cup every year, they do, according to predictors. But they don't. They've won it once. They've won it once in like the last, what, 8 cups when a different team's won it every year. They've won it once, and this is the team that wins it everywhere every year, apparently. They went out in the first round, then the Flyers went out in the next round by the Devils, and then the Devils do us. It's not like it used to be. You need a bit of luck, and you need momentum. And it's one game at a time, and it's just the way each game goes. And that's how it is. You have to treat each series as it comes. It doesn't matter where you're seeded, how good you are. It's what how good you are at that specific time, not the sea.
Right,
and,
I mean that's a great way to look at it. I think you put it really succinctly. Is that if just make the playoffs, get into like a 6th seed, and then you take on the team that's put in front of you, and that's when the real season starts. And if they got momentum and a little bit of luck, that's where I think we should be right now after seeing the slow start and the power play being so awful. Is, you know, we just got to look to make the playoffs.
Yeah, the power play. I have seen more movement in the Queen of England's knickers than that power play. He's absolutely joke.
I love more movement in the Queen's knickers than that power. He's got jokes. He's got a whole bit. He's doing. I love it.
That is all that's wrong with that power play, the movement. And what they do, when they do get the movement going and they put a player out of position, instead of shooting, they pass it again. But most of the time, Richards is there with the puck, deep, 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 looking around. No one, everyone's standing still, deep, 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 has the puck taken off him, and then they score down the other end. That is our power play. That is our power play. They are statues. It's just unbelievable. I posted a basic power play by, I don't know who it was, some coach, about how you're meant to move and all that in the group. That is nothing. That's a basic one. We can't even do a basic power play. I actually got to the point now in a game, I pray we don't get a power play because it interrupts our flow.
You're right. It does. They completely kill their own momentum.
Yes. I mean, they're deliberate. They're slow. They're sloppy. I mean, I could come up with, 100 words they're so deliberate with the passing. It's so bad and it's so slow. It's like they have nobody's moving, nobody's cutting to the net, nobody's walking the blue line on the point, nobody's doing anything.
That's right. If your power play is that bad, why don't you just stick to a basic one? Just move around as soon as there's an opening, shoot the puck. Have someone in front of the net and try and get a deflection. Just do something basic because it's better than what we're doing now.
I agree. Eddie always makes fun of the people that yell shoot the puck on the power play, but somebody's got to tell them they don't do it.
Eddie, sorry to change the subject, but earlier you mentioned about Sam and Joe on the broadcast. I don't know which game it was. I don't know if it was the Islanders. It might have been Ottawa, I'm not sure. But I thought of you when I heard Sam and Joe. They were talking about, I think it was Dan Girardi. Has he got some brothers, Dan Girardi? Yeah. They were talking about him and his brothers, how good looking they are. And then when they finished smoothing him up, then they went on to the other team. It was camp.com. I was watching camp.com. I could not believe it.
How good looking his brothers were. What is wrong with these guys?
I thought you would have picked that stuff straight away because you're always on the case, you know. Oh, unbelievable.
I got to find that one. I'll find that.
It was in the last three games. It was in the last three games.
I think that was against, who did they play before? That might have been the Montreal game early in the game.
Was that the Montreal game, yeah.
I think it was.
I mean, it's bad enough that you go on about Girardi and his brothers, but then you've got to carry on the subject and move on to the next team, how good-looking they are. I mean, whoa. You got people with sticks in the face, and Sam and Joe talking, looking they are. Oh, they're beautiful.
I got to get that one. They love those blue piercing eyes of Dan Girardi and his brother.
Wow. Oh, Dan Girardi's got some bedroom eyes, doesn't he, Sam?
He's trying to fix the two teams up to stop the hate, you know what I mean? Fix them up for an aftermatch scene to...
I love the fact that we've turned this fan base against the broadcast.
Well, I mean, listen, I mean, just call the game. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. One of them got the puck. I'm getting older now. I can't tell everybody by their numbers and this and that. Call the game. So, people already demanding in the chat room that Hank should better be starting tonight. A lot of confidence in Marty Biron at this point.
Go look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie.
I was surprised they didn't put Marty in for the shootout.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea.
All right, Jeff. Well, thanks for calling in and everything, man.
Yes, Jeff, thank you so much for your support. Apologize to your son for me. We appreciate it. And Chris asked me to tell you that, and I'm going to try and put this as he put it to me, the T-shirts are on the post, or in the post.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to get a picture with them, Jim, with Gary Noll, because if he comes on in a minute, I'm not sure what his connection's like, but if he comes on, he's getting married in a few months, and I'll be down there.
Who's getting married?
Gary Noll. Spoons.
Gary's getting married.
So hopefully we'll get a picture together in the old shirt. So thanks for them. That's great.
Now, if I remember correctly, you and Gary are friends. Are you and you and Gary knew each other before you got involved in this, or
show and everything? We're best mates, like.
Okay. That's great. Yeah, I look forward to it. And I told you guys that I sent that extra shirt. I want to see Kate Middleton in it and nothing else. You guys arranged that? You work for the government. You're with the Daily Mail, aren't you? Can't you? Don't you have any kind of pull or anything?
I could always write a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. You send me a picture of Kate Middleton wearing one of our shirts and nothing else, I'm taking a maintenance day. All right, Jeff, well, you take care. Thanks again for all your support. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem.
Yeah, Jeff.
Your show rocks. I love it. Have a good day.
Okay, take care. Have a good day, too.
Shut up.
All right. Let's see. How do I remove person?
Look at how beautiful Dan Girardi's brothers are. Oh, Lord.
Sorry, I had to. For some reason, I can't figure out when I conference somebody in on Skype how to remove them from the conversation without removing myself.
Oh.
Because when I, whenever I try and do it, it says they're still there. And then I can't add somebody else, so I have to keep backing out. But that's okay. That's okay.
That's fine.
So.
What else we got here?
Is Spoons going to call in? Gary, are you going to call in? I don't see Mark here. But we do have other calls on hold. If you'd like to talk.
Yeah, let's bring them in.
If you want to talk.
Yeah, I got about 20 minutes
right.
left, and I got to get ready for the shindig.
All right. Are you wearing your collared shirt, your McDonough jersey?
Yes, I'm all dressed up.
Hi, Stan. Stan? Stan's not there. All right. Let's go to... All right, hold on. Brett, are you there or are you at work? Brett?
Hello? Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Hey, guys, what's up?
You're not. Are you listening at work? Are you allowed to be on the? Are you here to talk?
No, I'm home now.
Going
to be leaving in like 20 minutes to go teach a baseball clinic.
Oh, very nice.
Yep, a little bratty demon child.
Are you and Chris Drury affiliated in any way as far as the baseball goes?
I don't know. I hope not.
So what's going on, Brad?
I just want to talk about a few things that I was not able to listen to last show, and I'm not sure. I remember you were saying that Callahan never gets enough credit from the fans, and I just wanted to reiterate that and the fact that in the Montreal game, you know, that shit show that we unfortunately watched, I think it was like 5 minutes into the first period, there were two guys, it was Callahan and two other guys along the boards. Callahan's battling for the puck, gets the puck loose, and yet is still the first one in the offensive zone to get the puck again.
Yeah.
When there are four other guys on the ice that could have gotten it, Callahan's first one to get it. Is he really going to do all the work for this team?
Yes.
Yes. The answer to your question is yes.
Yes.
And for the first time in many, 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 many moons, we have a captain that I, and I think all other Ranger fans, can respect, that we love, that embodies everything we want a New York Ranger to be. And for years, that's been a problem. And I'm so, that's why I think we really just need to totally appreciate this guy, and any Ranger fan worth his bones knows that he is just awesome.
He's without a doubt my favorite player. Ever since he's come up, he's been my favorite player. I knew for a fact the second I saw him play, he had the ability to be a captain just from the way he plays. He's a heart and soul kind of guy, and he was without a doubt my favorite player, without a doubt.
Yep. And, he just contributes. I mean, he just lays it all on the line. I know a lot of people are worried about his career maybe shortened because he goes down to block shots and he just lays himself out there. But this is the way the guy plays. There's no way you're going to be able to change it or modify it. This is him at his best, and he may go down with Adam Graves as being one of the most beloved Rangers, of all time.
This just in on Skype from Chris Smith in the UK. Chris Drury was a dick splash. That's another British term for us, he said.
A dick splash. I love these terms.
We're gonna incorporate a few of these. And we've gotta have the clip of there's less movement than the Queen's knickers.
Oh God.
So, yes.
Getting away from Callahan, my second topic that I want to talk about is, you guys were talking about it earlier, the whole Garden of Dreams Foundation. Oh, well, this really changed their lives, man. You want to know what changed my life? Seeing a Rangers play for a full 60 minutes. That would really change my life. really. The team plays for a period at most, and then they throw their gloves out on the ice, and they're like, oh, well, we have a two-goal lead. Let's just wrap it in, boys. You know, maybe we'll score a few goals.
Well, that's certainly true. They haven't
prevent offense.
Well, yeah. Well, they were able to get away with that last year. You remember, the Rangers got out to a two-goal lead. You could wrap it up if they had the lead going at the third period. They would just play defense the whole period, and, you know, they would win. But this year, it's a whole different animal. So they can ill afford to take periods off at a time. They need to be coming out playing 60 minutes, and you hit it right on the head. I mean, how many games have they played 60 minutes?
I think one,
you know,
maybe, against, who the hell was it?
Tampa, maybe?
Either the Tampa or the Toronto game.
Yeah. I mean, really, I mean, they haven't had many of them, you know, and that's a good point. How are you going to win games? And listen, their record isn't that bad, but considering that they haven't played a 60-minute game, and they've only played two out of the, you know, one-third of the season almost done. So,
And like you said, these one-point games that we're getting are going to come back and bite us in the ass somehow in the future. You know for a fact they are.
I hope not. I'm trying to be the optimist here. I'm trying to figure, get points. Maybe that 1 point pushes us ahead of somebody. That's the way I'm looking at it.
I definitely think that we're going to make the playoffs. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that. But it's a matter of just 1 point. These leads that we're getting and then blowing them so quickly, it's starting to get irritating.
Oh, that's where all the anger is coming from, the fan base. They're leading, and then like 10 seconds later, the other team's got it in the back of the head. It's tied, and we're back to square one again. And it's happening so easily. We would go periods without the other team scoring after we scored last year. And when you're not scoring on the power play, you make it so much more difficult because that means you have to win the game even strength.
What the hell is a power play?
I don't know what a successful power play looks like.
That's for sure.
All right, bro.
All right, this show is for the international fans, so I'll let you guys go back to them.
You coming to the viewing party?
Happy birthday, Eddie.
Are you coming to the viewing party? Are you coming to the viewing party?
I'm going to see if Sam would want to go, because I don't think my parents would let me go by myself, but I'm going to see if Sam would want to come.
Just tell him we'll be there and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Let your mom, put your mom on the phone. I'll talk to her.
Yeah. We're certainly responsible adults.
Yes, and there's no place better for you than
Robbie
the day
G.
With us.
His parents dropped him off at a viewing party way back when.
his dad. Yeah,
dad came up, told him we were responsible, and well, don't worry, we're not as crazy as
well.
We
like I said, I mean, need be, I'm 18, I could always scamper away.
There you go. Just even better. Just run away from home.
Run away from home to come to our viewing party.
There we go.
All right,
we'll
talk
to you boys later.
All right, bye.
Take care. That's what we're here for. We're the real moral compass. Run away, come to our viewing party.
And take all the money out of your father's wallet before you do so.
It's like a soupy sales.
Right.
You know what, though, Jim? These young kids today need to come to our viewing parties. You know why? Because now that the Madison Square Garden is the world's quietest, most famous library, and the whole place has been sanitized of any kind of real human emotion, you come to our viewing party, and I've mentioned this before, and certainly you've experienced this in your sporting fan life. When you would go to a game back in the day, you would hear all kinds of craziness and obscenities and funny stuff from older people.
Right.
And you would get an education, you will. And you don't get that in the new Madison Square Garden or in recent, in the last 20 years. So last 15 years or so. So you come to this viewing party, you're going to get the education you really need.
That's right, because, you know, had I not sat in the blue seats as a teenager, I would never have known that Duguay takes it up the ass, doo-dah, doo-dah.
That's right. Or hit him with your purse, Carol.
Right.
Or Potts
hit
beats
him.
His wife.
Right, or hit him with your purse, Robitaille. I mean,
or Sutter, go fuck your mother. Stuff like that. Stuff that you really needed to know, the essentials. I'm sorry.
I just want to say that. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to say, I mean, now they just boo, but we used to just get on the other team and, like, we do all the dirt on them and, you know, drive a Porsche, or, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, what's a tradition that I've taken away from the Garden, well, not taken it away, but I've taken out of, and I now use when I go with my friends to Giants games wherever or hockey games wherever, the guy come up with the, you know, he's got a, I don't know, a tray of Rice Krispie treats. You know, hey, Rice Krispie treats here. Anybody want a Rice Krispie treat? No! I learned that in the blue seats. We do that all the time.
Still.
Anybody want a hot dog? No! And you just make the vendor just feels like shit. They got to do that walk of shame back down the steps.
I mean, that's why you got to come to the viewing party. We will have Rice Krispie treats.
Good to be a person. All right, I think we got Stan back. Stan, are you there?
Yes, this time I hit the right button.
Hi, Stan.
How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I was out this morning doing my taxes, and I come back, and I actually had a notice from Block Talk Radio that the show was on.
Oh!
I thought it was going to be, you know, telling me it was on last week.
Right.
First time they ever had it. Ahead of time.
You won the Block Talk lottery.
You know, I'm getting the idea that, you know, last year everything went their way. If you remember, McDonough scored a goal with like a second left, and there was that tenth of a second left win with Richards.
Phoenix,
yeah. Yep. And it seems like, you know, sometimes teams, everything goes their way one year, and the next year everything doesn't go their way. I suddenly get that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I would agree.
That's why I think it's to think the Rangers are going to dominate from here on in. I think it's kind of foolish from the fans. From a fan's point of view, I'm just looking to get scrappy enough to get into the playoffs and then make some noise there. That's what I'm looking at. Right.
Yeah.
Now.
I mean, it'd be hard to imagine them not making the playoffs, but you know. I think we talked about this a week or two ago. I don't understand what goes on, never mind the power play, with the offense on this team. You know, Rick Nash obviously is a tremendous player. He's got to be one of the five or six best players in the world. Having said that, he only has three goals. I mean, Richards, who's looked dreadful, he has two. You know, I think if Stamkos was traded to the Rangers, he'd score like 20 goals a year. I don't know what it is.
Mark Stahl has the flu.
Tortorella is going to take a hit if things go south, because he's the only one left.
Yeah.
I don't know. The jury's out. I mean, people seem to be conflicted whether if, say, the Rangers, God forbid, don't make the playoffs. Do you guys really think he's going to get fired?
At least 50-50. If this team doesn't make the playoffs, that's pretty serious.
Oh, to us, we know we can evaluate that as being a total, you know, I mean, that's real serious. But
yeah, I mean, that's hard
Glenn
to believe.
Is Glenn Sather, who's loyal to everybody, going to fire him? Is Jim Dolan really care enough to fire a guy that he was on HBO last year saying he would win the Stanley Cup with? I mean, I don't know.
It's not impossible.
Listen. If they don't make the playoffs this year with that lineup, I think he deserves to be fired. I've had enough of John Tortorella. I really have. I've seen all that he's had to offer, and I don't like it. I just don't like it. The cons outweigh the pros at this point. I like that he's passionate. I like that he cares. I didn't like that about Tom Rennie. The Tom Rennie was not very passionate behind the bench. But, I just don't.
You need results. That's the bottom line.
Bottom line is you need results.
But can this fan base stop acting like Lindy Ruff is some kind of savior? Lindy Ruff coached Buffalo for 20 years. They got the one final.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
I'm not denying that he's a good coach, but let's not treat him like he's not Lester Patrick here.
No, but I think predominantly before they got their new owner, he had no money to work with, I think he made limes out of lemons over there and did very well. I know they needed to go in a new direction. I'm worried about the young players. Is their development going to be retarded because John Tortorella's a freaking ass? I'm worried about.
Yeah.
And it comes down to that. I want to see Chris Kreider just evaporate. I mean, that's what I'm afraid of. Under John Tortorella, he's going to wind up getting traded for Ryan O'Reilly. It's my worst nightmare. First of all, I've invested probably $4,000 in Chris Kreider memorabilia. So if he gets traded, I'm done. If he's traded to Colorado anywhere.
And he's out of business.
I'm out of business. I can't let that. So,
I'm ruined.
I have to throw my Brandon Dubinsky stuff out.
Randolph, we're ruined.
They didn't trade him last year for Nash, so I can't see him trading him for O'Reilly.
And more importantly, forget your $4,000 worth of. I got a $20 T-shirt that wouldn't be any good anymore.
Yeah, they can't get rid of this guy. This guy is the most highly touted product. This is like when Daryl Strawberry came in with the Mets, as far as I'm concerned, for the Rangers. Everybody loves Chris Kreider, and if they wind up just giving him away or not, he goes back down to Hartford and just disappears. It's gonna be Hugh Jessamine all over again, and he's got too much talent. He's a real talent. I don't want to see him squander that because the coach is a freaking he's a hot headed eye tie. Because I can't say that because I'm half Italian, but
I'd say it, and I'm not half Italian. He's a hot headed eye tie.
So, Stan, anything else on my birthday bash?
Stan, you coming to the viewing party?
Well, where is it and when is it?
Irish Times, March 10th.
Where's that?
Eddie, tell where it is.
It's across from the garden. It's right down the it's like the next building over from, where Brother Jimmy's is, that rip place.
Is that 31st or 33rd?
I think it's on 31st.
Oh, by the garage?
It's right next to the Peep Show.
Oh, Stan will know where that is.
That's they the first time I've ever made him laugh. Cards. That's always a good endorsement.
Well, I can't help it. There's a Peep Show between Brother Jimmy's and Irish Times.
That's where we're going in between periods.
Oh. I'll see. I don't know right now.
All right.
You mentioned the Peep Show. Stand out. Come 31st.
All right, Stan. Well, we hope to see you there, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye. So I was a little confused. Did the Peep Show sweeten the pot for Stan, or did that detract?
I'll see.
All right, speaking of the viewing party, yes, March 10th, the Irish Times, New York City. It's on 33rd Street. There's a Peep Show next door. It's right by the garden. 12:30 afternoon game, Rangers taking on the Caps. Drink early, drink often.
I talked to Marty. He's got all kinds of drink specials lined up. We'll be there from probably noon, maybe earlier. Me and Jim. Jim is flying in. It's going to be the Ranger event of the season. I'm working on the posters. I'm going to put the posters in the window on Monday up there in the city. And the posters will be, if I get his consent, Mario Morgado, some of his previous work, snapping pictures of the Underground Radio faithful, will be on a thing. So you can actually swing by and see the poster and if you're in the city and near the garden, the whole thing. So,
and we'll try to be great. And we'll try and do some giveaways, some raffles. I don't know. We'll do some stuff. We did last time. We raffled off a couple of jerseys, a couple of hats. We had a bottle of booze. The Slattery's donated. So yeah, we'll have a lot of fun. It's gonna be a great time. And you get to see.
All right, big boy. I've got a mambo.
All right, we're gonna call it. Sorry to anybody that's still on hold. We'll catch up with you next time.
You can do the show without me. I just got to get ready for the shindig.
No, I'm done. I got my daughter running in here every 2 minutes asking me when I'm done, so I'm done.
Well,
Eddie,
well,
the happiest of birthdays to you and many more.
May the Rangers bring me a victory on my birthday. That's what I want. But then I know all of you guys will be happy as well. We'll all have a fun Saturday after the Rangers beat the Le Heviton.
Exactly. Have a great day, guys. Thanks again for joining us. Thanks to everybody around the world who makes us the best place to talk about the Rangers, and we'll see you guys soon. Good night, everybody.
Let's go, Rangers.